And it was at this time that Elisha fell sick. Well, it was the sickness that brought death to him. Now, will you notice what happened at this particular time? And I want to begin reading at verse 14. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. You see, Elisha had been a tower of strength to the northern kingdom. And very frankly, in a way that Elijah had not been. Even the king here, when he takes sick, actually, he's heartbroken because he had been a great help to him. Elijah was not. When Elijah went up in the chariot, they had a big party at the palace, I can assure you. Verse 15, And Elisha said unto him, Take bow and arrows, and he took unto him bow and arrows. Elisha had the visit from him, but Elisha is not accepting his sympathy or the flowers he sent. He still is a prophet of God, and he's giving a message to him. And we're told here what he did. He said to the king of Israel, Put thine hand upon the bow. He put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hand, and he said, Open the window eastward. He opened it. Then Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot, and he said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou have consumed them. Well, Joash is not noted for his faith. He's weeping over the prophet that died, but he's not a man that's a man of great faith, and he didn't believe that he was going to get a victory over the king of Syria. Verse 18, And he said, Take the arrows, and he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, Smite upon the ground, he smote thrice, and stayed. The man of God was wroth with him, and said, Thou shouldst have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hast thou smitten Syria, till thou hast consumed him. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria, but thrice. You see, he didn't have faith to believe that God would give him deliverance. And so discouragement and lack of faith caused him to quit. How many very wonderful projects for God today never come to fruition? They're never executed because a child of God meets some opposition when he begins, or he has certain discouragements and disappointments, and then he leaves off and says, well, it's not God's will. Oh, how many weak believers are hiding back of that little phrase today, it's not the will of God. Why, my friend, that's the thing that this man, Joash, was saying. He only smote 3 times. He said, well, I don't think God will give me the victory. God says, I will give you the victory. Keep at it. Keep going on. We hear so much today. We have this easy believism, this soft faith that we have, that you just sit on the sidelines and, as it were, you more or less engage in wishful thinking, and that's faith. My friend, God expects you to move for him. You believe that God can use you? Then why don't you get busy? I hear people say today, oh, I want to do something for God. When I come around again, they're still sitting there. God can use you, but you need to move, my friend. What great lessons are here for us, practical lessons. Verse 20, And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming end of the year. It came to pass as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived, stood on his feet. Even in death, Elisha was a miracle-working individual. What a tremendous tower of strength he had been in that nation. Now we're told here, But Hazael, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. And the Lord was gracious unto them, had compassion on them, and had respect unto them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. So Hazael, king of Syria, died, and Ben-Hadad, his son, reigned in his stead. And Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, the cities which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz, his father, by war. Three times did Joash beat him and recovered the cities of Israel. In other words, as his faith, so it was done unto him. And God gave him, therefore, great deliverance.